Good morning, everyone. Today is the 19th of January, 2023, Thursday morning. I hope your week is going good. Hope you're having a good day so far. We're going to be looking this morning at Psalms 147. You know, oftentimes when I do a word study, it opens up a whole window of other scriptures for me to look at, and I was today contemplating the word infinite, and we did this morning's devotion on the word, the fact that God is infinite, and when I looked up this on the word study, it came up Psalm 147:5, and what it says in 147:5 is, "Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite." That means his understanding is immeasurable. It cannot be measured. It has no limit to it. I'm going to read through these 19 verses, then I'm going to, or 20 verses, and then I'm going to have Mark read through the Psalm as well, Psalm 147. "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant, and praise is comely." A lot of people have problems singing praises to God, and I've often wondered why. They use all kind of excuses. They'll say they can't carry a tune. They can't read notes. All kind of excuses. But you know what? God looks at your heart, not at your ability to carry a tune or read notes. Okay. It says here, it is good to sing praises unto our God. "The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds." Well, I know that my heart has been broken at times, and I know that the good Lord has bound up my wounds and healed my broken heart. Has he done that for you this morning? I hope so. "He telleth the number of the stars." Can you imagine? He knows exactly how many stars he created, because he calleth them all by their names. I love in Genesis the account of creation where it says, like, just kind of a little comma, "and he made the stars also." Wow. "And he made the stars also. And he called them all by name." He called them all by their names. Every star has a name. Just like the Lord knows your name and my name. And if we're his children, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. And then my favorite verse in this song that I alluded to earlier, "Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite." The word infinite means without limitation. Without limitation. God is not limited in any manner or form. He's unlimited. Unlimited. "The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise unto the harp unto our God." So here again, it is an exhortation for us to sing unto the Lord. "Who covereth the heavens with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow on the mountains." You know, sometimes I'm amazed during the wintertime. I'll go out and I'll look out in a meadow, and I can't believe during, even sometimes right in the middle of winter, how green the grass is. God's the one that makes the grass to grow. He's the one that prepares the rain for the earth, and he's the one that covers the heavens with clouds. "He giveth to the beast his food, and the young ravens which cry." God has all of His creation in mind. He's superintending over all of His creation, including the beast, giving them food, and the ravens. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord take pleasure in them that fear Him, and those that hope in His mercy. Are you hoping in His mercy this morning? I know I am. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion, for He has strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children with thee. That's quite a promise. He's blessed His children with thee. I have one son, and if this applies to me, it applies to my son. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. A lot of talk about the borders right now, the United States being intruded by all these criminals and everything else. But it says here, the Lord makes peace in thy borders. Are you experiencing peace in your household? It's because He's made peace in your borders. He sendeth forth His commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth His ice like morsels. Who can stand His cold? You know, the older I get, the more I like summer and spring and fall, but I don't like winter that much. You know, it's kind of nice to hear a crackling wood fire when it's real cold outside. He sendeth out His word and melteth them. He causeth His wind to blow and the waters flow. Isn't that amazing? You know, we had a real inclement weather up in Weatherby, Missouri, where my rental properties are. And it got down to the wind chill was in the 20 degree below zero area, and we had some frozen pipes. And then after that staunch of really bad weather, the warm weather came back and He caused the wind to blow, and guess what? The waters did begin to flow. He showeth His word unto Jacob, His statutes and His judgments unto Israel. He doesn't show His word to all men without exception. He shows His word unto Jacob according to this. He hath not dealt so with any nation. As for His judgments, they have not known them. That's what it says. Praise ye the Lord. Here's a good example of particular redemption. God reveals His word and His statutes and His judgments to His people. He doesn't reveal His word to any other nation. It says here they have not known Him. So this is a great chapter, 19 verses. I'm going to turn it over to Mark, and as he reads it, I want you to think about how many times He exhorts us to praise Him and how many times in this chapter He shows, that not only shows that He's infinite, but shows that He's over all things, not just some things.
Psalms chapter 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth a broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and the great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heavens with clouds, prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh the grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse, he taketh not pleasures in the legs of a man. The Lord take the pleasure in them that fear Him, and those that hope in His mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion, for He hath strengthened the bars of thy gates, He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace on thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth His commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoar frost like ashes. He casteth forth His ice like morsels. Who can stand before His cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his words, his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He that hath not dealt so with any nation, as for his judgments they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Well, I hope you all have a blessed day today, and let us always remember that God is Creator, Redeemer, and King. God bless.